AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump's special envoy to Ukraine, Keith Kellogg, has informed the White House he'll leave his post in January. This is according to two senior administration officials. The move comes as the Trump administration works on a new peace plan aimed at bringing an end to Russia's war in Ukraine. The proposal calls for major concessions by Kyiv, including ceding territory to Russia and abandoning certain weaponry. Meanwhile, European Union Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says European leaders will discuss the U.S. proposal.
I will also reach out to President Zelensky to discuss the matter. Important is a key principle we have always upheld, and that is nothing about Ukraine without Ukraine.
New York City's mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani appears to be on his way to Washington after posting a selfie on X inside a plane. Mamdani is scheduled to meet with Trump this afternoon in the Oval Office. The U.S. Coast Guard is set to revise its standards on the display of swastikas and other polarizing symbols, the AP's Constantine Turpin reports.
The U.S. Coast Guard has changed some of its language and policies surrounding the display of hate symbols like swastikas and nooses, as well as how personnel report hate incidents in a new policy that is set to take effect on December 15th. In 2020, in a Coast Guard message from then-Commandant Carl Schultz, the Coast Guard said that symbols like swastikas and nooses were, quote, widely identified with oppression or hatred, unquote, and that their display was a potential hate incident. The new policy that came out this month calls those same symbols only, quote, potentially divisive, unquote. While the new policy does maintain a years-long prohibition on publicly displaying the Confederate flag outside of a handful of situations, it does not outright prohibit the public display of any of these potentially divisive symbols.
The U.S. stock market opened higher following its wildest day since April. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on an ancient coins heist in a Swiss city.
Swiss authorities are searching for two robbers who overpowered a security guard at an ancient Rome-themed museum in Lausanne, smashing a display case and making off with dozens of gold coins that had been displayed inside. City police said late on Thursday that the suspects had bought tickets and waited until other visitors had left shortly before closing time before assaulting and restraining the guard, then breaking the display case. The monetary value of the loot was not immediately revealed, but police said the coins had archaeological value. Officials say the Lausanne Museum employee, a 64-year-old Swiss national, was interviewed by investigators and that he was not injured in the incident. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More on this and other stories at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.